Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Gym Floor. Today we talked about how to find the right people to work with, maybe to go in business with, maybe just to collab with, and just unpacked working relationships and how to go about them really well. We also spent a bunch of time talking about the temptation of, for maybe like for business coaches or podcasters, to neglect the thing that made them be able to do that. So should a business coach have a business outside of their business coaching business? Again, you got to take a shot every time we say business and you'll have a really fun time. Don't forget, Standout PT is open. Intake's rolling right now. So head to stcfit.com, hit the STC Learn tab, and you'll find all the information about Standout PT. Just apply through there and we can jump on a free, no obligation, explore call just to see if it's suitable for you or not. But for now, enjoy the episode.
I just read another post about like calling people out for like their financial decisions and like why and how like other people make it work for coaching and shit. I don't like that.
You don't like people that do it?
I'm not about it. Like you saying something's too expensive. You say I'm like my coaching's too expensive, and then I just say to you, well, you know, I have people in my current coaching team who who pick up extra shifts at work and you know, make it work, and they make less money than you and all that kind of stuff. Like I don't understand how you get there.
Yeah, I don't.
Shame,
it's not for me.
Shame or bully people into buying something.
Yeah,
it's just like that's not,
like, they're not going to be happy about it.
No one's reading that and going, you know what, I'm going to go ring the boss and ask for an extra shift so I can go and coach with you. No one's, or with somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're like, oh, I just want to create change and make an impact, you know, like,
yeah,
no one's reading that and changing how they behave.
Yeah. I've definitely been in situations where I've seen behaviors and then have offered something to someone at a stupid price and they knock it back. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not helping you anymore.
That's different.
Like, you know what I mean? Like that. That's, but beyond, it's still not a...
That's the there's a totally different mentality behind it.
But the next step is not to say, yeah, well, you went and did this and you spent money on this.
Yeah.
When you should
or other people make it work.
Go borrow. Yeah, yeah.
Other people in a worse situation than you make it work.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's not. It's just like, okay, it just means they're not in the position. Like, why would you want to work with that person?
Yeah.
If they don't value... It's just scarcity. That's all it is.
Yeah. Too expensive is... Like, everything's too expensive to someone, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They didn't think you were worth the money. Or they either genuinely don't have it or they didn't think you were worth it.
Yeah, which is... Yeah. Like, you can't put it down to any other scenario.
And you judging their level of risk of adversity? Like...
Yeah.
That's... Yeah.
The value equation wasn't skewed in your favor, man.
Yeah, yeah. Market better, sell better.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're obviously attracting people who can't afford your services. So, do better.
Yeah. At least once a week.
Yeah. That's interesting. I still see the, like, you went out for dinner and you did this.
Yeah.
Like, you should just pay me. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it when it's... The only time I sort of get it is, like, if you kept it in fitness.
Yeah.
So, if you're spending money on ice bars and recovery
and, like,
centers and
all
supplements
of the supplements that
and
don't... Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Totally.
What you're spending a week on that would hire a coach and you would get better results.
It would expedite your, agreed.
Direct.
Totally.
You're valuing this outcome and you're spending your money in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Don't tell me if I value your coaching more than
you're almost
going
like
out
a,
for dinner with my friends or wife or whatever.
It's like you're a fitness financial advisor.
Yeah.
So you're within fitness. It's like, where you're going to spend most of your money?
Yeah.
Get yourself a gym membership.
Yeah. A good coach.
Get yourself a good coach.
Yeah.
That will set you up for the long term.
Yeah.
Probably should have spoke about that on the other podcast.
Yeah. Oh, well. Put it on the list for next week.
Yeah.
So I officially have a new favorite shoe.
All right. Oh, you've been banging on about these shoes. You know what? I see them everywhere, to be honest, so they must be good.
The only thing you can't do in them, which people probably do, but they're not comfortable for it, is run.
Play golf. Actually, you know what? I'm pretty sure I saw one of the guys from Bob Does Sports play in those.
I'm not going to play in them today, but if we were playing at Derrimut in the summer.
We're playing at Derrimut today, you know that, yeah?
Yeah. But if it was summer, I would, or Werribee in the summer, it's fucking
I'm going to be concrete. Playing. I'm not wearing my spikes.
No, I have other golf.
Yeah.
I have dry golf shoes.
Yeah, I'm wearing my dry ones today. Yeah. It's just not going to be wet.
Yeah. It's I reckon like there'll be bog holes.
A million degrees this
week. Yeah, but it's sunshine. Nah. It's always wet there.
Nah.
Anyway, best shoe ever. I'm going to buy them in all colors.
Right.
That's it. It's the end of the podcast.
So you're buying them solely on a comfort?
Comfort, practicality.
Yeah. Because they're not the best looking shoe. I'm just going to let you know.
Thanks, bro.
All right. Well, no, I agree.
I agree.
This is a safe space.
I agree.
Yeah.
Jordan's okay. A better looking.
Yeah. This is a safe space. We're allowed to say what we
think.
That's
what the different colors are good for, because at least you can coordinate them.
Mm. Yeah. Because like, there's going to be certain outfits where that type of shoe.
Of course. Yeah. Well, I wore them for one day and then I had to change into my 550s to go for dinner.
Yeah. Can you show me them one more time? Twirl them? Thank you.
Look at that ankle mobility.
If you ask me to twirl my ankle, it'll just go left to right.
It's like I can only.
Which will come from my hip.
We are health and fitness.
Yeah. So are they like a replacement for? So Metcons still exist. I haven't bought a workout shoe in forever.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like a cross trainer, yeah.
So these are called Metcon Freeze. So they're Metcons and Nike Freeze together.
Oh, so it's kind of like a hybrid, right?
Yeah.
So it's like a flat sole.
It's a flexible.
It's flat
Metcon.
When you want it, but it's still.
How load bearing are they?
Look, I haven't squatted in them.
Yeah, because some of my girls. So you know the black and white ones.
Yeah.
All the girls have.
Yeah, all my girls have them too.
Yeah. Every girl has them. Yeah, and I kind of didn't know what they were, and I was like, you shouldn't squat in those shoes.
Yeah,
but I didn't know. That
they're pretty
they're
soft.
Kind of flat and it just depends on the is there enough like under a certain amount of weight where you're getting a bit too much
I think because they're
instability
because they're flared and flat on the heel
does
but
look
they're
very,
still soft
I reckon at a certain threshold of load that would be compromised.
If I was going to do a squat or a deadlift day, I would probably still wear
bare feet
J's.
No feet.
Or I have the Reebok Nanos.
Yeah, I squat in my actual Metcons because they're literally just like rubber and floor.
Yeah. I probably... At the moment, the training I'm doing always has a conditioning element.
Yeah.
So like Jordan's on the rower, suck.
Yeah.
And Jordan's pushing a sled, sucks. So I can... The compromise that I have of wearing these on the hack squat to then push a sled later, worth it. So they're not bad enough on the hack squat that I want to bring two pairs of shoes, which I've done before.
I do.
Yeah. Definitely. Which, as I progress, the next step will probably be I'll add sleeves, then I'll add a belt, and then I'll probably actually add my lifters.
I actually want to buy... squat. I need to buy better lifters that are like wider.
Yeah, mine are real narrow too. You got Nikes?
Yeah, I got the ROMs.
Yeah.
They're sick because they're jet black.
Yeah.
Aesthetics?
Mine orange.
10. Comfort, 3.
Yeah.
Oh, even 3 is probably 2.
I want to try the Reebok ones. I think Reebok tend to make a wider shoe.
Yeah, I've got a fucking flat foot. But yeah, I've got good toes, good heavy, toe gaps.
Heavy boy things.
Good toe gaps. That's, I did notice now because I don't really wear shoes a lot.
Yeah.
Because like I'm at home.
The toe spread.
Yeah, like I don't have the mashed up feet anymore.
Yeah.
Like when we were at the gym, like you spend 9 hours in a pair of shoes that's not really. In
pillows.
Yeah, you kind of just.
Yeah.
All your toes get fucking crammed together.
But
I'm just heavy, so I have no arches.
Monday, we're like, when the sun came out, I was like, just walked outside in bare feet on the grass. I was like, oh,
yeah,
it's amazing.
You know what I like? Warm concrete.
Yeah,
I like walking on warm, but it has to be smooth. The concrete, very, very particular about it.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a nice feeling.
I like it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Sometimes I just like walk, and I'll just walk around my deck. But like the bit that's not undercover, and I'm just like, so when it's soft, it's warm on my toes, under my feet.
Yeah.
So that's my version
warming
of grounding.
Upwards.
I don't like the grass on my feet, if I'm being super honest.
You don't?
No.
I do.
Yeah.
No,
I don't like
earthing,
grass.
Bro.
Earthing. Yeah,
no. You've seen the like watt meter?
I'll get the
energy. Put your feet down and the watts go up.
Get the energy from somewhere else, man.
Just eat plants and
get the energy from fucking more caffeine or
something.
So Jace is a tier above the grounding. So there's like grass and this
It's like, oh, you guys still fucking with grass. Like, whew, it's because of Maltese, right? I'm getting the energy from
the
concrete.
Took the words out of my mouth. And just like, it's just the Maltese. The grass is concrete.
There's no fucking grass in Malta, bro.
It's home.
Nothing. It's a concrete island, man. It's just a rock. It's like, fuck, it's coming it's through. Cold. That's it. That's it. It's the motherland, man. I'm supposed to live there.
Fucking hell. So I have an interesting development.
Ooh, that's yum.
Ooh, what is it?
I don't know. It tastes good, but.
Padre?
Yeah. Yeah. Just really chilled, though.
Yeah, cold. It's good.
So it could be colder. Like a whole day tastes great. Like overnight.
Well, I'm excited to see what it tastes like.
We're getting to that weather where you could make them the night before.
Yeah.
I'll do it the night before next week.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah. And watch it be fucking 12 degrees next week. So. Yeah, I had an interesting thought development this week.
Let's do it.
So I opened up my one-on-one business coaching.
Oh, yeah.
I've posted about it twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to shut my books.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too many.
Yeah.
And I don't really have it fully systemized yet, so I actually can't
take on too many people. It's a beta test.
Correct.
It's a beta test and tell me how to do it
and then once I've figured it out, Jace, you can have the blueprint.
Yeah, that's it. I love it.
But I was thinking about it in the car and I was like, I still don't agree with it, but I get why personal trainers that don't do amazingly, that find it really challenging, move to business coaching and stay there.
Oh, you get
stop coaching. I understand why people do it.
Right.
Because
tell me.
It's, if you have a half an idea of what you're doing in terms of building authority and that kind of stuff, it's pretty easy to play on emotions when it comes to paying your bills.
Yeah.
So if someone deems you to be the solution to them financially,
they'll do
that's
a lot
really
of
really motivating factor for someone to buy.
Yeah.
There's less competition. And then if you're any kind of authentic and you're not in the DMs like fucking every other business coach, it's like, it's pretty easy, right? Price point. Triple what you would charge for coaching, most cases.
Yeah.
Then you're working with people who are motivated most of the time.
Yeah, because they're going to reach out to you. So
yeah, and if they're going to pay that much, it's putting food on the table. It's like, you 100%. Know what I mean? You're isolating a huge chunk of people, and then the people who are interested are going to be really driven, and it's a really exciting environment to work in.
Yeah.
So I get why PTs are like, well, if I can do 10 of these a week, I don't have to do 40 of that a week.
Yeah, I can do 10 of them from the comfort of my own home, speaking to a computer. I get it. Yeah.
The problem, however, is, and I would be curious to see how much of it is trash and how much of it, because I've never hired someone like
Inside
that.
Inside fitness, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never worked with a PT gone business coach.
Yeah.
I've always gone, they have at least, if they're in fitness, they're fucking running shit.
Yeah.
Not just I used to coach people and now I tell people
I
how
used to do
it.
30 sessions a week.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'd be curious to know how much resources, systems, etc. are built into programs like that.
Yeah.
If there are even programs or it's just like it's almost just to talk about your feelings and check in and make sure you did the work.
Yeah.
Which would get people results anyway. Like on paper. It's kind of like the training thing. Like if you just show up and work hard, you'll be okay. So if you're a business coach and you can just get enough accountability that they show up, they'll probably be okay.
Are we going into the weeds on how this thing works, or are we just
we can?
Oh, because I was like, I wonder if you give them the system, and then those calls are like accountability and question and answer.
Yeah,
or it's just like because that's how that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, I need help. And it's like, okay, cool. Well, let's get all these ducks in a row.
Yeah.
So we can help you the best on the call.
Correct.
And then you can feel the wherever they want to go after that.
Yeah.
I reckon a lot of them are just like, turn it on. It's like, oh, so.
Tell me about your week.
How can I.
What can I help you?
What can we
week?
Talk about today? And what you know, strategy can I tell you that's super complicated that you're probably not going to implement?
Whereas we're more in a position where it's like, go do this spreadsheet, do this for homework, come back with this.
Yeah, have the stuff. And like we have a system as well. So either implement the system, so, you know, like make the stuff that for the system that's going to work.
Yeah.
if you're not there yet.
Mm.
And then if you are, at least you can go like elsewhere after that.
Yeah, and you've got the base to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Because nothing happens before.
That's
right. Everything is just guess. It's just, you're just gassing each other up. It's just verbal masturbation, right?
Yeah.
Like, you could try all this stuff, and it's like, well, with all this systematic, foundational stuff about your business and who you are and who you want to work with, the stuff isn't done.
Yeah.
We can joke each other off for the next hour, and you can pay hundreds of dollars for
it's just a personalized Gorgon's call.
Yeah.
Really? Like, definitely. It's just to get a...
Yeah.
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 Which is interesting. So, yeah, I get why people do it, but I think there's a huge hole in it. Stepping out of business to just be a business coach. Because then, you get in this weird hole too, where like something that we try not to do, like we always drop the 7-figure business because it's like it's important that we've done that. It's a thing. We did it in personal training, not selling business coaching.
Yeah,
I think it becomes weird when business coaches market how much money they made selling business coaching.
Yeah.
Because if you're a personal trainer and
you're not selling business coaching, right?
Yeah, like a sale is like minimum terms gonna be $1,200, $1,500 ish. Maybe you have higher lifetime value than that. Say it's amazing $3,000.
Yeah.
Versus they're selling some of them 12-week programs at $500 of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're selling at a $5,000
$500 a week. $500 a week. Yeah.
Yeah. Selling at a $5,000 prize point.
Yeah.
And then being like, oh, I sold like $10,000 last week. It's like, well, of course you did. You got a really high price point. And then the personal trainer goes, well, I want to make $10,000.
But doesn't have that product.
It's like, well, you need more sales in a more competitive environment with a different, you know what I mean? The whole system of how to get that outcome is different.
Yeah, I totally understand it.
So, yeah, I was thinking about it and I was like, it's really... The thought crossed my mind. I was like, fuck, you could just do this.
Yeah.
And live on the beach. Like, honestly, you could.
Ben's resignation's coming through next week, guys.
Moving to Queensland.
It was like
I'm running standout PT from now on.
The archetype of like business coach that lives in Bali. Like, you just so could.
Yeah.
But, A, you're going to be stuck there forever. So before we keep going, I just want to give you guys a little message about our Standout PT program. So Standout PT has been designed for personal trainers who want to sustain a long-term career in fitness, but right now they're sick of chasing clients, they're not making enough time for money, and they're super frustrated with the results that they're getting in their business, and they can't see themselves being here in 3 to 5 years' time. If you want to know more about the Standout PT program, head to stcfitlearning.com, head to programs, and all the details are there. And you can book in your free exploration call where we can have a look and see whether or not that would actually be a suitable program for where your business is at right now. And back to the episode. B, I don't think you can stay good, stay relevant, stay of high quality if you're not doing it.
Yeah.
Like you have to be doing it. You have to.
Every
business coach I want to work with has a business outside of their business coaching.
Mm.
So that we paid whatever fucking thousands of dollars to go 2 weeks to Sydney.
Mm.
He owns 70 businesses.
That's fucking sick.
I'm in. I'm coming.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm not.
Yeah, it's the 5-year goal, bro.
Have
other businesses that are out of fitness.
Yeah, it's like, and sure, it's probably part of his script. He gets on stage and says, I do this because I like helping other people.
Yeah.
I make enough money.
Yeah.
Like the...
Yeah, if you have 70 businesses, it's like money's not the driver.
The driver anymore, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't own so many shit businesses either.
Do you reckon you'd ever get to that point where money's enough and you wouldn't do anything else?
No.
You just do the thing inside
I do whatever I care about and run it as a business anyway.
Yeah, I reckon right now that's the answer. I just wonder if that changes at certain points.
No, I'd find stuff.
Yeah.
I'd have to. I'd go crazy.
Yeah.
No, I definitely couldn't work. Like, couldn't stop working.
No. Not yet. No way.
Yeah.
What do I do?
And then it's just like, what hobbies would I do?
That take up the whole day.
So I would instantly like be like, okay, I'm going to try and make as far as I can as like they call them gentleman drivers as a race car driver.
Yeah.
It's like get to the highest level of amateur racing you can.
Mm.
If I had unlimited budget. So it's like, would that be enough to sustain me
every day.
Mentally,
physically, we still have to run the businesses
spiritually.
We still have to make sure your current. So like, sorry.
Yeah, it's the difference between do I have a check or do I have to run shit.
So, let me repurpose the question.
Mm.
Would you ever get to a point where having enough and is you're content with enough and running it is
right.
or do you think
always want more?
That's kind of because it's like does your ambition, so what you currently have and where you want to be, right?
Yeah.
So we're making up that gap, right? Mm-hmm. That's what ambition is, when you decide to make it up, not expect other people to.
Yep.
So will your ambition always kind of go with...
Sorry, I misinterpreted the question.
No, it was poorly worded. So yeah, you always trying to make up the gap between where you are and your ambition.
Yeah.
So does that ambition stay this where it is? Yeah. Or do you, as you move...
Is ambition finite?
Does your ambition move?
Yeah.
You know, so are you always making up the gap is basically what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah. Like, interesting.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's people that... There's going to be definitely people that make the gap up. So they're like, I'm where I said I was wanted to be.
Yeah.
Because like you look back... Put life on cruise look control. Back to... Look back 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. 4 years ago, right? We go four. I was doing 60 sessions in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there's nothing else.
Mm.
Like, this is mad. Just having a good time, making ridiculous amounts of money.
Yeah.
And then I was like, it was just spreading me thin, couldn't really do much, whatever.
Yeah.
So the ambition was to have a full book of online coaching clients and be able to spread myself across the business more.
Yeah.
So now,
I'm
like, I need to own businesses. I need to coach less people
so I can do more shit
and make that's it, and like still have the same income and more and whatever, right?
Yeah.
Oops. But I made up the gap.
The gap. Yeah.
But I didn't. But I'm still not
correct. Yeah.
Where I want to be, you know.
Do
what
you
I mean?
Think bigger than that though? Like when you were like, you were doing the sessions, were you acutely aware at the time? This isn't it forever, or you were like at the time you were like, I could do this forever.
I think when you're young enough, you think you can do it forever.
Yeah,
I think there's this like ignorance of like not understanding you can't do it forever.
Yeah,
yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, oh, sorry, no, you have to think differently.
Yeah,
you have to have it because there will be people who really love the job and can do it. Like until they're whatever, and then there's other people that are going to be like, I think I can make this work for me.
Yep.
Instead of me working
for it. Yeah.
Forever, and I've evolved myself into that person. Obviously, you've been a really big contributor of that.
Yeah.
But I was always just a dude who was just good at the job.
Yeah.
Just loved the job.
My brain's not wired.
Loved the thing, you know.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to do this, right? Like you fell into something you loved, and I'm not saying I like this more than you.
Yeah.
But I've always wanted to be. Always. This was nothing else.
Yeah.
So once I got in and I was good at the job.
Yeah.
And everything kind of come a bit easy. It was a bit easy, right? Because it was just like put a lot of effort in.
It's easy if you try.
Correct. Yeah. And if you're passionate about something, like, you know, everything just, there's just this, you're magnetic.
Yeah.
You know, there's more of that in when you feel that way. But then it was just like, I'm just riding the wave.
Yeah.
So then I had to start to think about the future.
Mm-hmm.
And you were a big influencer on that.
Because
it was like, you just can't do this forever, man. And I was like, yeah, you can. But I think it was more because I had other options.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we talk about like the landscape of fitness. No one really gets to, and this is where like your professional circle is really important. Like you don't really, if you don't have like a good circle, like you're just the dude at the gym doing the most amount of sessions and you think you're just the maddest person ever.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's just a whole world out there.
It's so funny how we, at certain times of our career, have thought we were so successful and then you just meet a new group of people and you're like, I'm a child.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's... I don't have many regrets in my career, but I think like getting out of the gym sooner would have been the only thing.
Yeah.
Just experiencing something else.
Yeah.
Like going to a different gym.
Yeah.
You know, that would have been, but it's hard because it's like, grass isn't always greener. And if you're on a really good wicket, like I really was, it's kind of hard to step away. But I've had so you set new ambitions, right? Because ambitions can change. and you meet that. But I still feel like, even for me, I feel like the gap is even bigger now.
Yeah. This is the biggest the gap's ever felt for me. Well, no, that's not true. It's not true. I have always thought, so when I messaged you about this workshop and I was like, you have ever felt like you're smart enough, you're talented enough, you're driven enough, and you work hard enough
yeah.
to be in the 1%. But there's a secret we don't know.
Yeah.
That's not work. It's not hard work.
Yeah, it's not the ethic.
Because so many people work hard.
Yeah, of course.
And
you got to think a certain way.
Median income.
Yeah.
So there's a gap. There's a secret that we're missing. Yeah. So I've always wanted to know what that is.
Yeah.
And it's always been like, I've always been individually or acutely passionate about the thing that I'm doing. I love coaching people. I love educating. I love working one-on-one with people. I think everything I'll do will be in service that I'll do. Yeah. So we had to write down when we went to the workshop for this thing that we're going to do. So it's going to be about like building and acquiring businesses and shit.
Yeah.
He was like, okay, so you need to decide what you want. What does that look like? And I wrote, I want to do fitness, but I'll own anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's fucking cool. Because nothing else really excites me like fitness does.
Yeah, I think if I had to actively participate inside an industry, I've given everything to this.
Yeah.
And I've done it. I can't step away because I'm just...
Yeah.
Just, yeah, and you just feel you feel valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and yeah, you know, like that
time
feeling.
And all of that.
Yeah. It's hard to explain. Like, you know, and again, we always go back to that conversation. You were like, I don't want to be the old guy in fitness. I feel the older, more experienced, we'll call it now.
Yeah.
But the more valuable I feel.
More.
Because I have that, because I've taken so much from this industry.
Yeah.
That I have a lot to give back.
Yeah.
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 So I don't think I could do that elsewhere because I don't, like, putting in the time.
The learn time, yeah.
The investment to get to that position somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's going to take me another... Yeah. 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I've always been figure it out driven too, which is what took me to engineering and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
I think that was part of my why I was sort of disenfranchised with engineering at university too, because it was just like, here's how to get a job.
Of course.
I was like, I don't want to get a job. I want to be creative.
Yeah.
Like, I remember like we knew we had this huge project fourth year. You had to like build your own thing. And I was like, I want to build a new like design, whether I can actually pull it off or not, because it would need heaps of funding. It's like to build and design a pneumatic cam. It's about, for people who don't know what the fuck I just said, the cam is the thing that opens the cylinders in your engine where the fuel and the air goes in and it goes bang.
Yeah.
So usually that's mechanical. And when you hear a car that makes the big lumpy sound, that has a bigger thing, so more goes in there and it
sounds the best.
Sounds off key and makes weird noises. Formula One use a pneumatic one. Now, at the time they didn't. It was like this new kind of idea that people were playing with. A pneumatic one, you can program it.
Yeah.
And pneumatic just means air. So you can control it up and down with air. So you just have compressed air and it goes...
Yeah.
How to whatever degree, whatever. And I just remember people like in my class like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? You can't do that. I'm like, it either needed to be, fuck you, I can. Which at the time it was. And then over a year and a half at uni, I was like, this is all
the
just
steps
like,
it takes to get there.
Yeah, it was just like, this is all, I'm going to go sit in an office and do formulas and figure shit out. And you know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, it's unfortunate in higher education, like you're educated. I mean, yeah, look, fuck, you have to start at the bottom, right?
Yeah.
So you're educated and you're brainwashed, like you're told.
Yeah.
This you're going to come in and then start here.
Yeah.
And then you got to...
And not coming from an academic family or background too, like maybe in that environment, someone would be like, no, you can.
Yeah.
You just like, you're not going to, they're all, it's like high school. They're all going to be trained to be employees and then you're going to end up self-employed. Like it's the same concept at university. I just didn't have the awareness at the time to be like, oh, that's the thing I'm going to go figure out.
Yeah.
Also, would I have wanted to study for 8 years to get to the point that I would probably want to be at to play within that game.
Yeah, that's the cost of entry, I think, is the extra. So anyone can get into university and do the first part.
Yeah.
Which is just general. It's kind of like GPP and SPP.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So then it's like, when you want to go specific and be a specialist in a certain area, it's like,
yeah,
you'll give a lot of time and effort and mental power.
Yeah.
But what you get on the other side of that is what most people want, right?
Yeah.
They want that.
Yeah.
That specialty in a specific area.
Which we've managed to do in fitness with a much lower barrier to entry and much more freedom.
Yeah.
Like, you can just do whatever you want in fitness. It's a matter.
Yeah.
I'm not reliant on an F1 team picking me up.
Yeah.
It's just like, I just go build it.
Yeah.
You can't just go build.
Yeah, and the barrier to entry is so low.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think the way my brain's always ticked, I think there'll always be something.
Yeah.
Unless maybe there's like a... The only thing that would shift it is like I get to the point where I'm just like ready to check out and just hang out with my family.
Yeah. I wonder when that happens. I'm just seeing if I can find... No, it's all good.
So I want to come back to, because you just basically said the exact question that I got asked for today's podcast, which is hilarious.
What was it?
So you mentioned relationships.
Yeah.
So we'll cap off the business coaching thing. I understand why people do it, but you definitely, in my opinion... still need to be involved in business and building a business and developing businesses and learning to call yourself authentically be a business coach. That's my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like being a personal trainer who doesn't train to me. Like it doesn't.
Yeah, of course.
Doesn't resonate at all.
Well, what do we always say? Like you have to like have an exceptional stack of proof of getting the outcome in the field that you want. You know, if you're not participating in it yourself.
Yeah.
But you can participate in it in yourself and show that unbelievable stack of proof that you can get the outcome.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like there's a big disconnect between those things when it comes to the business coaching stuff because it is emotional.
Yeah.
Like someone can talk themselves into a position of authority more so.
Yeah.
Actually, fuck, people can do that all the time, man. There's people talk themselves into a position of authority just by using textbooks and stuff. And you're just like, hang on a minute. Like, I've never seen a before and after of any person who's applied any of the shit that you do.
Yeah.
So like,
you need to do this.
And there's people who have like hundreds of thousands of followers.
Yeah.
And they're in fitness and they just talk
rubbish.
Jargon.
Yeah.
Just shit.
Yeah.
Just fancy words and lots of different exercise variations. And it's like, how many people have you put on the stage and look good?
Yeah.
Added fucking 10, 20 kilos of muscle, gotten shredded, you know, done a run, killed their time, fucking whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're good at talking,
you
can feel, if you're good at talking, that person's not aware of the other areas that they should be looking for. That's enough for them to just be like, you're the person, right?
Correct. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And I even thought about it as like, as far as podcasting too. Cause I was like, I could do a podcast every day. I love this. So fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a mate of mine, we're looking at doing podcast totally separate to this.
Yeah, you're cheating on me is what you're saying. Basically. Yeah, cool, awesome.
Yeah, and I was
he can't sit in my fucking seat.
The first thing I said, she was like, so what do you want out of it? And I was
they can't sit in my seat.
I just want to be able to talk like just totally unfitness related stuff. I'm just like, talk about religion for an hour and not Jason not shit himself. Just like random shit like that. But like I could literally do that all the time.
Yeah.
But if I don't have a business, I'm not coaching people, I'm not engaging people, I'm not running workshops, I'm not doing all that shit. What the fuck am I going to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing about the podcasting. It's like, you got to do shit to like be interesting.
Because
yeah.
this whole episode so far is based on my week. And the fit one was the same. It's all just based on what we've done.
You've got to do interesting shit to be able to talk all every day.
Yeah. 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 So it's like, I don't know, like unless you have guests, that would be, you have to be a specialist.
Or you got to get heaps of questions.
You have to be a specialist interviewer. But even the questions, like based on what life still experience, you just sit in a box.
Yeah, but you still got to get, like, it's more just engagement though. Like your audience is asking you questions about what they want to hear. So you're just talking, you're going to constantly repeat yourself, but you're just talking about the thing.
Yeah. So if you're an interviewer like Rogan, Chris, like you just be amazing at doing the interviews. But the way we podcast, the discussions, our thoughts and hopefully trying to help, I think that is a different.
So if I be more interesting, you might cheat on me, is what you're saying.
Not cheating on you, Jason.
Kidding, man. You can have your own podcast. Fuck you.
This is what you say. It's fine.
It's fine.
We'll
fight about it after. What do you think makes for a good working relationship in business? How can you find the right people to work with in an increasingly everyone is for themselves world or culture?
Mm. The first one is you have to like the person.
Mm.
Oh, it depends. What kind of working relationship are we talking about? Because it's like, I think about this a lot. And I think about if like I was to go into business again with other people, like
now you're going to cheat on me.
Yeah, on top of this, right?
Here I'm going to do a podcast a quarter, and this guy's like, "Fuck it, I'm starting a new business." Jesus.
So if I was to start another business, some of the considerations that I would have is, what do I need that person for?
Mm.
Like, what do I need the people in this new business that I'm going to start without Ben?
Yeah.
So it's like, is it financial? Is it intellectual? Yep. You know, do they have resources, like access to resources and stuff, connections?
Yeah.
You know, or marketing or whatever, you know what I mean? Like a skill.
Yeah.
So
just to build on that. So there's four areas that someone can bring to the table in business.
Yeah.
Money.
Yep.
So just straight up cash, power,
mm-hmm.
which is
influence,
connections, yep. influence, mm-hmm. following, whatever, 100%. Knowledge.
Yep.
So they're fucking good at the thing, or time.
Okay.
And they're the four.
Yep. There you go. So that's where it's like, when I said you have to like the person, if they're bringing the cash, don't have to like them that much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like if you've got to engage with them, and if that's the agreement,
yeah,
they support the cash you make. You make
thing.
It work.
Yeah.
They get their agreement or whatever the contract says, that's fine.
Mm.
But if it's if the person who's asking the question is looking at it like a you and I dynamic situation, like bringing in, having a team like Tam and Michael and Jess, I think the dynamic is really important. Like you can't be two polar opposite people. Like you can't not have, if you don't vibe, it ain't going to work.
No, yeah. Like it's funny. We're opposite, but we're not.
Yeah.
We balance each other, but we're not opposite, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like your preferences are the complete opposite to mine, but like us as like just, you know, just men, human beings, quite similar.
Very similar, yeah. Values and all that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like the main consistency that we have in our team is the same love language. It's just words of affirmation.
Yeah, we all just want to be gassed up.
It makes it really easy.
Yeah, because
it's like, I don't think about like...
Yeah, if it's physical touch, I'm out.
Yeah, because if like if we had someone work for us that like was gift giving, they fucking hate working for us because it's like, does not cross my mind because that's not how I feel about it.
I said to Steph the other day, I'm like, I need to get a gift for a mate. And then I'm like, so you do that.
Yeah.
This is your job.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't, it's not how I want to receive it. Yeah, so it's not how I give
it. I'm like,
weird.
I know this is like what people do.
Yeah.
And I was like, they just be going for a rough trial with the little man and whatever. And I'm just like, I think this will be a good idea, but you have to do it.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, bro.
Yeah. But I'm like, if you need to be gassed up, bud, I'm your man.
Yeah.
So yeah, it looks good, bro.
Yeah.
To answer the question, like I think once you go through like those four areas and like what the people are bringing to the table, I think the only thing I would say outside of like that is don't get someone who's the same as you.
Yeah.
Don't bring someone in who has the exact same value that you can bring, because you're literally just duplicating yourself and you're leaving like all of these other holes that you have to fill. Like,
and the bigger you get, and I think this, we fluked it, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like, we did and we did it. Like, obviously,
I think you didn't fluke it. You were like this exceptionally good personal trainer who's just night and day better than every single other person I've met in my absolute life. It's going to complement my just light years ahead skills in terms of business and vision and sales and... whatever, and we're going to make the fucking perfect combination.
Yeah. We definitely didn't consciously think like that. It's like, nah. Hey, do you want to do this thing? Yeah. Okay, that worked. Do you want to do this thing now? Yeah, that worked. Hey,
no, we definitely flicked it.
Do you want to like really do this thing? Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck it. Yeah, and but I think now we have, what, 4 departments? Mm. Or not like 4 areas of business now.
Yeah.
And we have 4 departments within the business in terms of like...
Yeah.
Like do, think... Operate. Also do, but yeah, operate
yeah.
And then design.
Yeah.
Like they're the main compartments of our business right now. That's become, when we were mentoring early, like when we were running the mentorship at full spec, you and I were doing the same thing.
Mm. We were the same person.
I'll do this. You do this. I'll do this. You do this. I'll do this. And it was just like, we just did the same thing at the same time over and over and over again to build into a thing. And then the more evolved and mature the business got was like, hey, I'm gonna go do this, can you do that? What's up, guys? Another quick break. I just wanted to jump in and remind you guys about the STC Fit Learning mentorship. Now, our mentorship's been running since about 2016, where we've developed trainers through their first year of business in personal training and allowed them to leapfrog the first 5 years of mistakes that we made. If you're currently studying, looking to finish in the next month or so, or you're looking for someone to help you out with mentoring and all that kind of stuff, jump on, have a look at the details for the mentorship at stcfitlearning.com. Head to programs and mentorship and all the details are there. And you can come and be an STC Fit coach for an entire year. It includes all of our education and direct mentoring from our head coaches. Back to the episode. And it was like,
I think it was the business grew though. Like we also like identified our strengths within the business, right?
I wonder if we didn't know them, hey, at the time.
Yeah. Well, I think you kind of just inherently gravitate towards things like the whole vision thing. I say this a lot. Like you just have way better foreshadowing,
you
call it, for lack of a better term, of just like what's going on, where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can really kind of just want to go somewhere, but still get caught up in the where we're doing it now.
Yeah. But you...
The good thing about that sometimes is like we can potentially move too quickly and then I'm like, hey, we need to go boots into the ground here
and
get the roots in a bit.
Yeah.
And then,
you keep the consistency and the execution going, but the both of you do.
Yeah. And then it's like, you'll be like, we need to do this. I'll be like, this is how it's going to go.
Mm.
And then Mike will be like, well, this is kind of on paper when we take it to. Yeah. Well, it's once it becomes like a service or a contractual agreement between two entities, this is how we make it a real thing.
Yeah.
So, I think we all just kind of fell into that because there'd be so many times we're like, I don't know, you'd be like, we'll do this. And then you kind of make something and I'm just like, ah, look, that's cute. And then I'm like, all right, well, you know, I've pieced this all together. This is how it's going to run and operate and whatever. Yeah. And then Michael's in the background like, okay, well, so this is how we do the payment thing. So we do the contract. So we do this. Like we kind of just fell into it.
Yeah.
Because we're good at it.
Yeah.
And whenever we pushed a position for someone who wasn't good at it, it just didn't get done properly. Or correct. It just didn't get done at all.
Yeah.
You know, when other people were supposed to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more and more, and it sounds lame, but I'm more and more like vibe check now.
I am too.
Like,
it's got to be fun. You got to be, we're going to rock up every day. I've got to hang out.
No, but even for vendors. So you were saying like if someone brings money, I'm like, ah, your job's bring money, I don't have to like you. I'm more and more, if I don't like you, I don't want to do business with you.
Well, look, I say that with a caveat though. Like when you say you don't like the person, like you're not going to despise them.
Yeah.
Like if they're just bringing money and you hate them, like you're just like, this guy's a cocksucker. Like you're not going to take his money. Oh, look, I don't know. Maybe you would.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, you don't have to, like, you and I are, like, close mates. Like, you went to my wedding.
Yeah.
Like, I was in your wedding. Like, you know, there's just, like, we don't have to do that.
Yeah.
We can just be associates. And we're going to play golf today and we hang out on the weekend and all that. Like, I can just be like, I get enough of Ben during the week
The only reason we don't hang out more socially
is because it becomes work.
Need to,
Because it becomes, we can't help ourselves.
Yeah.
So, that's different to... like just taking money from somebody, but still thinking like you're not going to hang out with them and invite them over for dinner with your family.
Correct.
You like them enough to see what they're about, but you don't like them enough to like invite them into your home.
Yeah.
And I think there's a big difference between those.
Mm.
And you don't always have to go to work with someone who you're going to invite into home and eat with your family.
Yeah.
But you can still have that.
Yeah, I at least, maybe not like come to dinner or like come to the wedding, but I'd like, I need to be able to go to dinner with you. That would be of my course. Thing.
100%.
Like yeah.
100%. Yeah. There's just a difference. It's like if I had a family, if I had children, I'd leave you with them.
Yeah.
And I would like to think that you would leave yours with mine.
Yeah.
With me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's not a colleague.
No, that, yeah. Yeah.
It's like, but we do work together.
So there's vendors that we work with now that I'm like, I would be your mate.
Yeah.
And if I'm in your town, I'm going to message you and be like, what are you up to this weekend? We're going to be here and here.
Yeah.
Let us know if you can catch up.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that, all the people that we have in the circle working with us right now yeah. are that.
You still inherently gravitate towards that. So it's definitely, I agree 100% yeah. with you.
But we hired previously to that people who didn't.
Yeah.
And it-
It didn't work though.
Really failed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I was going to say is like, you won't get it right every time.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you got to kind of know what.
Yeah.
Every time it didn't work, the vibe was off, but you still walked out with a lesson of like, well, that's not what it's supposed to be like.
Mm.
So then when you go somewhere else where the vibe's good,
yeah.
and it's highly likely when the vibe's good, things work. I don't know. It's just, it's weird, isn't it? Like that. It's like yeah. every time you kind of got a good vibe about something and a good working relationship, it's kind of worked out a little bit better.
Yeah.
So yeah, like there's going to be times when, like I'm just trying to say, like, don't, because a lot of people are going to take that advice and go, every single engagement they have with another party is like, ah, that just wasn't yeah. quite right. It wasn't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sometimes you got to take the shot.
Yeah,
but not with a business partner. Like maybe with
definitely not. Yeah,
maybe with like another vendor.
Yeah,
kind of thing. With a business partner, it has to be.
Yeah,
especially if they're bringing in like this dynamic, like two of us boots on the ground inside the business. I'd really like to know who asked that question. Because I could like make it for them.
It's Lauren.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah. If they're in on the business.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Vibe check is the big one, especially because she's done a lot of work already.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are they bringing as well?
Yeah.
So in that situation, what's the value coming in?
Mm.
That would be my biggest one outside of the vibe check.
Yeah. Yeah. I always struggle with this one because I find it so fucking valuable to work with the group.
Yeah, I do too.
So when I see sole traders, I'm like, how?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That it, like
yeah,
pure.
Yeah. But pure I wouldn't want another version of me.
Agreed.
Up.
Yeah.
And you're not going to want another version of you.
Yeah, it'd be useless.
Because yeah, you're just going to sit there and just have this like mad conversation and like you're both going to go off and do the same shit.
Yeah.
Where like at least it's like, all right, this is happening.
Yeah.
Mark's doing this, Tam's doing this, Jace's doing this, Jess's doing this, Ben's doing this. Like everyone's got their thing.
Yeah, I think you need a framework of the gaps that you have.
Yeah, because people like the idea of having a business partner to lean on. And when we sit and just chat, amazing things happen.
Yeah.
Like we get the whiteboard sessions, 9 times out of 10, we do a very little on the whiteboard itself. That's what we're supposed to do. And we end up writing another bunch of other shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it just, because the creative...
Yeah.
Juices are flowing within the room.
Yeah.
But you still need to have, like you said, an understanding of where the holes are currently or what all the holes that you can't fill.
Yeah.
And is this person coming in to fill those? Because I'd be looking more towards that stuff.
Yeah. So then the second part of the question is, where do you find them?
Depending on what the hole... Well, so...
This is more general, like where do you find people that you want to work with in general?
You got to pitch to them, man. You got to... That's another tough one though, right? Because it's like if you need... So it really does... Because where you find them depends on the holes you need filled, right?
Mm. Yeah, so...
Because if you need money is a different...
Yeah.
So money is...
You have to go get money.
Yeah, but it's a totally different pitch and it's a totally different way of finding it because you could find... You know, just like, you know, investment agencies and stuff with people who are just like have money who are willing to like just invest in whatever, providing the pitch and the return is good, right?
Yeah.
So you could just take them and just say, here's the proposition.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing here and this is what I'm going to offer you and this is the buy-in or whatever, for lack of better terms.
Yeah.
Where like if you're trying to get someone to come in operations with you, that's going to be really tough. Like you've got to kind of like, you know, let's use that example, running a coaching business and then do they want someone who's in the similar space?
Yeah.
And are they trying to make it? Are they trying to make it bigger? Because then you're going to approach someone who maybe you vibe with, because you're just like, you know, everything ticks in terms of like, you know, energy and whatever. But then you got to kind of do this like tick the box. Do you have the same skills as me?
Yeah.
Do you bring the same?
So, what worked for us and what I can see being really effective in almost any environment, whether it's this specific one, whether you're a trainer on the gym floor, whether you're an online coach, with no matter what, is a collab.
Mm. Yeah.
And then think about what's the project that I would love to do and what are you missing? So if it's clout, who brings clout that you like and would vibe with and that you think that you can provide value on the back end of doing something well because they're just clout.
Yeah.
Not just, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
So if it's like, oh, I'm going to run a workshop with this person, I'm going to do some podcast episodes with this person, I'm going to like run an event here, or we're going to even just like, even if it's behind closed doors, like we're going to build this thing together that we can use.
Mm.
Like find a project that would be better for you if you had someone else.
It's like a beta test of a relationship, right?
And you could do, like, how many people are there now on the East Coast that we could do that with? Like, we could go Performance Hub tomorrow and be like, boys, we're doing this.
Yeah,
in? Yep, in. Sweet, let's go.
Yeah.
And then then you get to the point where it's like, where if you take the question for in a different context and look at it like the network we build. So there's us, right? There's the five of us that is STC.
Yeah.
There's also the Performance Hub. There's Penny Finance. There's MA Design. There's the Matter guys.
Yeah,
like there's so many other people that we, Fox, so many people that we interact with, that we have good relationships with, that there was ever a project on the table, we would think of them.
Yeah.
Nexus, Flex Success.
Yeah.
That we'd be like, all right, if we're doing that, they're the best at this thing, let's collab with them. And that's what we would do.
Yeah.
So I think that would be the best way to build your network. And then potentially along that pathway, if you were looking for a business partner,
then you just pitch to them afterwards, right?
Someone in your video, you're like, hey, this was really fun. Do you want to do another one?
Yeah, it's the best way to probably vet them without, because you don't want to approach the wrong person and it doesn't work out. It just gets messy.
It's too expensive.
Yeah, it's very messy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I like that.
Well, yeah, like the workshops and all that's pretty low.
Yeah.
Low risk.
Yeah, if it's boots on the ground stuff, definitely. Yeah. Mm. Like the working relationship part of the working, like all the working stuff.
Yeah.
It's just different when it's money that you're after.
Yeah, because you're just looking at someone to give you money.
Like, yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Which, like, and there will be a certain time where,
yeah,
like if I want to acquire a business or we want to do something, it's like, that will happen.
You need capital.
Yeah. Well, we did it. We basically did that before when we were going to open the other gym.
Yeah. Yeah, we had.
So we had, there were people that would have been quote unquote like investors and whatever. I mean, it was a bit different, but it was like we still had to approach people for cash. Like we still had to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. That was an interesting line of thought.
Mm.
I have heaps more stuff, but we only have 50 minutes and I want to talk about programming workshop, all the workshops that are coming.
Yeah, yeah, let's do that. Yeah,
that's so important. Sydney tickets are out now.
Yep.
And then Melbourne. So Sydney's, I think, the 14th.
14th of October.
Friday afternoon, we're in the city. Link is now on the website. So you can go grab yourself a ticket. We'll be with Ash from MA.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do, it's called Post with Purpose. So it's funny, like even presenting it last time was just like, fuck, we did this wrong for so long.
Yeah.
Like imagine seeing that 10 years ago.
Yeah. A lot of time wasted.
Yeah. Even like I catch myself now, like, because I don't necessarily have a campaign for anything at the moment, like specifically. It's like, oh, just posting, just for posting is like, it's a really weird concept for me now.
Yeah.
It just kind of seems dumb.
Yeah.
But you still need to,
but you have the ecosystem. So it's like, posting's still relevant, right?
Because
it's like, once they go there, they've had other places to go. But I get you.
Yeah.
I get you.
It just now that we've done it so deliberately.
The mentality behind it is different.
Correct.
Big shift.
Yeah. So we'll be essentially just teaching our campaign strategy.
Yep.
So how to have a funnel, for lack of a better term. I know that term kind of people have to think about it. But it's literally what it is. It's how to stop posting just for the fucking sake of it. And everything you put out on social media goes somewhere else.
Pique the attention of your prospective audience.
And actually...
Get them to engage with you.
The biggest thing that got me that fucking rocked my brain, and then I looked at what we were doing and I was like, this fixes that problem, is the stat that only 3% of your market are willing to buy right now.
Yeah.
And most personal trainers are trying to sell to them. That if I put a post up and then I say, hey, I've got spaces available, that 3% ends up in my lap.
It's the dick pic.
Yeah.
Straight away.
And they don't think about the 63% that are not even problem aware yet, let alone interested to buy. Correct. Then you've got the problem aware group, not ready to buy, that you've got to nurture. Mm-hmm. So it's like, this strategy has you nurturing people and has you... I actually signed a girl during the week. It was for coaching, for business coaching. But I've been like acquaintances online with her for 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, when are you going to do stand out? When am I going to coach you? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Like, hurry up. Like, you know what I mean? And it was finally, but she was like, she left her main job. Yeah. Now she's out on her own. She's like, I need, I've got back ends and I just need help with marketing. Like, cool. Let's go.
Yeah.
But I was the person she thought about. So it's not going to take you 3 years, but we need to have that structure in place.
Yeah. It's going to take you enough time for them to want to.
Yeah. Did you see that video I sent you about the...
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Loved every second of it.
7-Eleven.
7-Eleven method, yeah.
Yeah, and then the 300 hours.
Yeah.
That was wild. So it takes 300 hours to become someone's best friend. Yeah. And then he was like, he asked someone in the audience.
Drake, his friend.
Yeah. Who's your favorite artist? On
Spotify. Yeah.
Have you listened to 300 hours of Drake? He was like, yeah. He's like, well, Drake's your best friend.
Yeah, you just don't know it. Because his physical time and spending time with someone elsewhere is the same.
Different.
Well, think about how many times we're like, remember when we met Ben?
Yeah.
And we were just like, I feel like I know him.
It's exactly what came to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was even talking to Bree when we did the VIP training session. She's like, it's just so, so weird. Like, I've listened to you guys for years. And I'm like, I'm still getting used to this dynamic where you know me and I don't know you at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a weird, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I forget that people listen or even what I say most of the time.
We're just a bunch of guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'd be cool. So 14th of October in Sydney and then the 10th of November in Melbourne. So Ash's element is actually going to be email marketing.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
So most people
I'll have to pay attention to that because Ben won't show me. So. Fuck. Yeah, don't worry, mate.
Another one on the to-do list, fucking hell. So yeah, that'll be cool. So it's something that we've implemented that we found really successful. And Ash's, honestly, she did the first block of it for us and we're still trying to catch her. She's very fucking good at it.
Yeah.
So strategies and structures and stuff like that, Ash will cover as well. And she's phenomenal at it. So very valuable room to be in. And everyone in Sydney keeps fucking telling us to come there.
Rock every up time, to the workshop.
Every time we say anything, they're like, bring it to Sydney, bring it to Sydney. Yeah, so we're fucking
There's
coming.
A lot of pressure. You guys better rock up. I'll tell you what, no program workshop coming if you guys don't rock up to this.
Bring your fucking friend, like, make this happen. So I added up, I have this like important dates thing on my Trello.
Yeah.
Of 16 dates.
Yeah.
And then
that's lots of.
We were like, all right, so let's do a programming workshop too. Let's do it.
Fuck it.
So what's that? 24th and 5th.
24th and 25th in Melbourne. So it's a face-to-face intensive in Melbourne for now.
Yeah.
That we will look to move around.
Yeah.
Because we get a lot of questions about it.
Yeah. So strength, probably day one, because mine leads into yours.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, you save the best to last as well.
I'll have Saturday off. My baby shower's the next day.
Yeah.
My baby shower.
Yeah, it's fine.
Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
Be full, like 8-hour days. Practical shit to actually like write programs, not just like
this is
progressive overload.
This ain't just listening to numbers and shit.
Yeah.
This is like
or textbooks.
Steps of critical thinking from A to Z on all of the theory that you guys would know about, progressive overload and stuff, but how to use the right variables in the right sequence and select the right exercises and package it together for each of your clients.
Yeah.
You're going to be able, yeah.
And how to review it.
Yeah, and how to review the success of it, which is where people miss it. Like, they're like, have I made the right choices? You're not going to know until you see how effective it is. And it's like, we teach you how to look at that so that you don't have to just throw out random numbers because some guy on the internet said so.
Yeah.
It's like, profile your client. Learn how to profile your client. Understand the goal. Package your client, package a program together that makes sense from a programming fundamentals perspective for the profile, for the goal. Implement it. Adjust it.
Yeah.
It is literally a step-by-step process. Ooh. Ooh. It's the best.
I worked so long on it too.
And we love it.
I wrote in my story yesterday, like, it's the best thing I've ever built.
We love it. If you guys think we came with the heat at the intensive, yeah. Get us talk about programming, man.
Yeah.
There forever.
I was just thinking before, like, what I'm most excited about is we get to do some podcast episodes on
programming.
Like skills.
Yeah.
Like talk training and programming stuff. Because it's like, yeah. So it sell out the other events. And once they're sold out, we'll start talking about programming.
Yeah.
So there's, go and buy your tickets. Don't wait.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're anyone that has any questions about programming and just wants to have a bit more of a consistent system for their clients and their business, this is it.
Yep.
It's not going to be perfect. You're going to take a lot of it away and add it to your current system. And that's what we say. Mm. You're going to add it to your system and
it'll make it better.
It's hands down, like, stamp of approval. It's almost a guarantee. It's how confident I am.
Yeah, I've done a lot of, well, it'll be a refund anyway. There'll be satisfaction guarantee on the ticket.
Yeah. Oh.
Because that's what we do now.
If you're walking away from those days disappointed, I'll cry. Because I'm so confident and I'll make it a million times better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably us for this week.
Yep.
So, yeah, jump on the website, get the tickets. Also, if you want to right now, Standout PT is open. I think one-on-one at this stage, probably closed by the time this comes out. Keep an eye on the socials if it comes up again. It comes up again. We are even talking about, Jason and I are talking about doing some like skill set stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah.
In the mentoring space too. We'll see you next week.
Catch you next time, guys.
Ciao.